Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 85.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, it's Friday and you all know what that means. It's another edition of Optimal Health Daily where I answer your questions relating to health and fitness. I'm Dr. Neil Malik, and if you didn't know, I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, I have my doctorate of public health degree, and I'm a personal trainer. I'm also an assistant professor and core faculty at Bastyr University, California for the Master of Science in Nutrition for Wellness program. Now, typically, I read blog posts to you during the week and reserve Friday to answer questions submitted by you, the listener. If you want to submit one of your own and be in special raffles to win books and more from us, make sure you listen to the end of the show where I'll mention exactly how you can do that. It's basically a win-win-win. I love answering your questions. If you submit one, you get entered into our raffles to win free stuff, and you get personalized advice for free. Now this week, I actually got 2 questions that were very related to each other. Both were about how much sugar we should be consuming each day. I'm actually going to address both of those questions, even though you'll only hear Linda's question in a moment. All right, let's get to that and start optimizing your life.
Yes, hello. I'd like to ask, is eating all sugar completely bad for you, or do you need to have some sugar in your diet? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Linda. If we were to wind the clock back 20 years, fat was the main villain. Fat was blamed for everything, from heart attacks to weight gain. Because of this, the 1990s became the low-fat decade. Many food manufacturers jumped on board this low-fat train and reformulated their recipes to ensure their products' fat content were greatly reduced. And sure enough, these items sold like low-fat hotcakes. Do you remember a dessert that was launched by Nabisco a while back called Snackwells? If you haven't, don't worry about it. These were marketed as the low-fat desserts that still tasted good. Only they didn't, which is why you never hear about them anymore. But at some point, we realized that limiting fat in our diets didn't lead to a decreased risk of disease. In fact, we saw rates of heart disease and type 2 diabetes skyrocket. Uh-oh, something was wrong with this equation. Maybe limiting fat wasn't the answer. What we have learned is that when people began limiting the amounts of fat in their diets, they increased their intakes of carbohydrate-rich foods to make up for it. Suddenly, pasta and rice were your friends. So as long as it was a low-fat food, you were good to go. Well, the trouble is, when folks increased their consumption of carbohydrates, they chose the ones we don't want to consume all that often. Things like white breads, white rice, white pastas, sugary cereals. You get the idea. These foods get converted to sugar in the body very quickly, which is not what we want. When your blood sugar rises too quickly, the body has to try and compensate for this, which leads to an increased risk for a number of diseases, like heart disease and type 2 diabetes. So now the pendulum has swung the other way. Fat is good, sugar is not. When we consume foods that are high in fat, like avocado, nuts, and seeds, for example, it doesn't really affect our blood sugar levels. Plus, those foods help us feel full longer. Foods that are high in sugar make us feel hungry soon after. Ever notice how a bowl of plain white rice never seems to satisfy our appetites? But do we need to completely avoid sugar in our diets? Simply put, no. In fact, sugar is found in basically every food we eat. This is because whenever you consume carbohydrate-rich foods, even whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, you're basically eating sugar. Now don't get me wrong, these foods have vitamins and minerals and lots of other great stuff with them, so they're perfectly fine to eat, but I'm just making the point that you can never really avoid all sugar. The trick is to limit how much added sugar we get in our diets. The American Heart Association recently released their guidelines for how much added sugar men and women should limit themselves to each day. For guys, no more than 9 teaspoons of added sugar each day, or about 36 grams. For ladies, no more than 6 teaspoons of added sugar each day, or about 24 grams. I agree with these guidelines, but the problem is, how do we know how much added sugar is in our foods? The answer? We don't know for sure. But before we simply give up and lose all hope, there is a little trick we can use. It's not perfect, but it will help. Before purchasing a product, take a moment to examine the nutrition facts panel on the product you're thinking about buying. Along with the calories, total grams of fat, grams of carbohydrates, etc., you're going to see sugar listed there as well. The problem is that when you see sugar listed there, you don't know whether these are natural sugars or added sugars. For example, if you look at the amount of sugar on a box of, let's say, Raisin Bran cereal, it will look like a lot initially. Well, think about it for a moment. Where does much of that sugar come from? The raisins. Raisins are just dried grapes. Grapes are a fruit, so they're going to be naturally high in sugar. So this is where just looking at the nutrition facts label can be a bit misleading. It doesn't always tell you whether these sugars are found naturally or whether they've been added. But now you know better. Instead, you're going to now scroll down to the ingredients list. Why the ingredients list? Well, each ingredient is listed by weight. This means that the first ingredient listed is the one the product is made mostly of. The second ingredient is what the product is made of second most, and so on. When looking at the ingredients list, if you see the word sugar or anything ending in O-S-E, like lactose, maltose, fructose, dextrose, any of those, it's basically sugar. If you find these listed near the top of the ingredients list, this food has a lot of added sugar, and you most likely want to limit how much you consume. So again, there's no need to try and avoid sugar in your diet completely. In fact, it's nearly impossible to do. But if you can limit your intakes of added sugars, you're likely going to reduce your risk for a number of chronic diseases. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for your question, Linda.
you're going to be entered into a special small raffle every month to win a book from us. And if you want to be a part of that, send in your own question. It's really easy and free to do it. Just come by oldpodcast.com, and there's a red bar along the side of the page. If you click on that, you can submit an audio question using your computer's microphone, or you can use the mobile app. You can listen back and do as many takes as you like, and it's super simple. So once again, just visit oldpodcast.com and click on the red bar along the side to submit your question. Or, if that's too complicated, we do have a phone number and you can leave a message there. Just call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And again, I wish you a very happy Friday. That's another week of the show in the books. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday's episode where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.